Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. We love doing these podcasts. You know, we had taken a little hiatus there for a few months, and it's great to be back.
Yeah, we missed it.
Yeah, we did.
We needed the break.
We did. Yeah. But it's great to be back. If you are a first-time listener, thank you for finding us and for being on the program. And if you're one of our regular listeners, thank you for your faithfulness, for your loyalty. Thanks for being on this journey with us, mm-hmm. because it is a journey. Every single day is a journey.
Yeah, and the thing I love about the podcast is that they don't go away, right?
Never,
so like I refer
never.
To them a lot with people that I talk to on the phone. Mm-hmm. If, you know, I'm teaching them about something. Like I just had a conversation with a woman last week who wants to become vegan,
mm-hmm.
and she's been reading a lot on it, and she's like, you know, it seems like people eat a lot of carbs. And I was like, yeah, they do. I said, you know, you should go back and listen to our podcast on how being a vegan and vegetarian doesn't necessarily mean you're healthy. And she's like, oh, that sounds great. You know, so it's nice to be able to refer back to shows we've done in the past and just tell people, go check them out, you know,
because
they're like gold.
They are.
Right?
They are totally
15,
like gold.
20 minutes of pure gold.
So do you mean that we could like sell these podcasts for something?
I don't think that's why we're doing this.
Oh. But, yeah. All right. So anyways, let's talk about what would be considered to be the hub or the core of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there was a time when I would tell patients, you know, if your heart's not right, then nothing else in your body is going to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started on this journey. You know, as a gastroenterologist, we started learning a lot more about nutrition. And anyways, we came to the realization that the intestine,
the digestive system,
is the core or is the hub
right.
of the body. You know, that's where the majority, like 80% of your immune system sits in
mm-hmm.
the gut.
Mm-hmm.
It sits in the gut, specifically in the small intestine.
Yeah, and it also is what digests and metabolizes and absorbs our food.
Exactly.
That then feeds our cells.
Exactly.
That then feeds our tissue, that
exactly.
feeds our organs.
And right,
then,
yep.
And then it also makes a huge impact on the releasing of toxins.
Absolutely.
In the body.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so if your digestion is not right, mm-hmm. it's really hard for the rest of your body to be right.
Right.
Because whatever is happening in your gut, in your within your digestive tract, is going to affect the health
mm-hmm.
of your tissue,
mm-hmm.
which, like Tina said, you know, that goes on to make your organs, and so that's really important.
Right.
That's really important. But it is interesting that every specialist,
sure.
medical specialist, of course, has their opinion on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just went to the chiropractor for the very first time because I've been having some back issues, and I had some x-rays done and found that the bottom part of my spine is twisted. It's like turning
mm-hmm.
where it shouldn't. And so some of it has to do with the fact that my hip bones aren't right in my hips since birth. But the other part of it is probably the fact that I carried twins and I held babies on my hip for
right.
many years. And so, you know, they were doing some adjustments on me. But what was funny is, and what kind of brought up this podcast, because I thought it was really interesting, was they had us watch the video before going in and seeing the chiropractor, all about chiropractic care and how important it is and how chiropractic care focuses on the spine and the nerves and how the connection between the brain and the rest of the body, and how it's literally they called it like the information superhighway of the body,
mm-hmm.
and it affects your nervous system, and that your nervous system is the core of the body,
mm-hmm.
right? And I thought, oh, that's interesting. You know, that when you think about it, though, okay, our bodies are unbelievable.
Yes.
Like, really, what they do on a daily basis for us, right? The electrical charges that are happening in our body, the enzymes that are being released, the toxins that are being processed, really is amazing what our bodies do. And the reality is every single part of our body is part of that. You can't say you have a healthy body if you don't have a healthy heart.
Right.
You can't say you have a healthy body if you have an unhealthy brain.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say you have a healthy body if you have an unhealthy digestive system. You can't say you have a healthy body if your back is off,
right,
and you're in pain because your spine is messed up or,
yeah,
whatever it is, right? Because it does affect the nerves, which then affects the communication between the brain and the rest of the body. I mean, look, the bottom line is it's all connected for a reason.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And really, when you think about it, there's really no one system in the body that's responsible for being the core,
mm-hmm,
of the body. The body, we were made by God as a body,
right,
as a whole, right? And I think we get away from that because of the way medicine is today, right?
Well, medicine, yeah, is very fragmented.
Very fragmented.
You know, it's... And you hear it all the time from patients, like how frustrating it is that they're going over here to this specialist and then over here to another specialist, and there's no communication.
Right.
And so that lack of communication really impacts on the care, because you may have one of their specialists doing one thing over here and another one doing another thing.
Right.
And if there was some communication, you know, it would probably, it could probably potentially make a difference. But it's so hard these days.
Yeah.
Everybody is so busy. But the same thing with our nervous system. I mean, I'm sorry, with our body.
Mm-hmm.
And the nervous system, the circulatory system, the digestive system, it all works together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And if just one thing is off, it throws off the whole body.
It does.
It's not just messing with one system. It's messing with multiple systems.
That's right. And actually, the gastrointestinal tract has its own
nervous system.
It's called the enteric nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, you have the nervous system, you know, with the spinal cord, the brain, the central nervous system. But the gut, in addition to that, has its own nervous,
mm-hmm,
system.
Mm-hmm.
So how intricate,
mm-hmm,
we are made, right?
Right.
Like such detail,
yeah,
such detail.
And medicine, I think just medicine today really does a disservice to our health, because this whole, you know, I mean, years ago, you know, you think of decades ago, we used to go see one doctor, they used to take care of everything.
Yeah.
Right. And they knew that if they gave you medicine for your heart, maybe it affected your bowels,
mm-hmm,
or it affected something else, but they knew, right? Today, because I think medicine is so, like you said, disjointed, and there's so many specialists now for different things, and because there's no communication, patients and patients trust, right? I mean,
right,
we're not like questioning our doctor for the most part. Doctor gives you a medicine for something, now all of a sudden you're constipated,
mm-hmm,
or now all of a sudden you have headaches, or not whatever, and you don't realize that it could be maybe this other thing that you're having treated, right? So even in pain in general today, pain is such a big business for medicine.
Oh yes,
today, and it's unfortunate because we're just being given medicines for pain instead of really getting to the bottom of the pain, right? I mean, my back hasn't been bad enough that I needed medicine, but it was getting to a point where I'm like, you know, something's not right. Like, I really need to go get this looked at. And then you realize, now I know why,
mm-hmm,
right? My back didn't feel right. Like, look at how it's curved. Like, it shouldn't be curved like that, right?
Right.
So,
but again, you know, and I think we mentioned this on one of the recent podcasts when we were talking about me getting, you know, that I started going to the chiropractor, is that, you know, look at our bodies, the skeletal system. Look at all the things that we do to our,
mm-hmm,
bodies. You know, we do heavy exercises, or we do no exercise.
Or lifting.
You know, or lifting,
mm-hmm,
lifting up of your child, or whatever. You know,
mm-hmm,
going golfing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going golfing and those swings that you're doing. And let's say that you take the club and you... You know, you accidentally
swing wrong
and pound it into the ground. That impacts,
mm-hmm,
on your skeletal system.
Mm-hmm.
You don't notice it.
Right.
You know, but things that we do over and over definitely will affect your skeletal system. And so it's really a miracle and amazing that our skeletal system take such a beating mm-hmm. through all our lives, and that we don't go to get it tweaked or adjusted. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of skepticism about it, but I think like any other mm-hmm. type of healthcare provider, you have to do your homework mm-hmm. and find the right person, right. the right chiropractor. And by the way, this is not, we're not doing this podcast to promote chiropractic care, but just to make a point. But, you know, our skeletal system is so important. And when it's off, like, you know, the back, the bones being really curved in mm-hmm. a way that they shouldn't be, that definitely affects everything else, because it could be pinching in on a nerve.
Right.
All right. There could be also, there could be compensation, like your body's trying to compensate for something mm-hmm. and it ends up, you know, maybe a muscle gets somehow, you know, pinched or just the way our body tries to compensate, because your body is constantly compensating, mm-hmm. buffering, well, all these things.
One of the things the video said for specifically with the spine is that if you don't address it, like if you feel the pain or something and you don't address it over time, that your body will try to compensate in ways that are not good for you, because right. it basically will contort the spine, the bones will start to fuse, mm-hmm. like it goes from bad to worse.
Yeah. You right? can get inflammation in right. that in a certain area because of the way it is, you know, talking about the pinched nerve, you can get sciatica, mm-hmm. And so
bone spurs,
things like that. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, arthritic changes. So
literally, because the body is such a healing vessel that it's trying to fix
it is
whatever the problem is, and if you always. Don't go get the problem addressed, then the body tries to compensate.
That's
like
right.
you said, and the body could, you know, compensate in a way that it shouldn't.
Right.
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 And so that's,
and so you have to, you know, we talk a lot about eating right. Mm-hmm. Okay, feeding your body good things, nutrients, giving it the nutrients that it needs to be able to heal and to build healthy tissue.
Right.
With less toxins.
To do
okay?
less damage.
But that is not to take away from taking care of, you know, if you need to go to the doctor, maintenance type care.
Right.
You know, if you're a woman, get a mammogram, get your pap smears. If you're a man, get your prostate checked.
Right.
You know, get your colonoscopy done if it's time for that. You know,
well,
just
I even brought up to the chiropractor the idea, because he was asking me, you know, what are your goals? I'm like, well, I want to fix my back,
right.
you know, but I want to be well, you mm-hmm. know, and I told him I work very hard to be well. And so, you know, I gave him examples. I was like, we invest in ourselves, you know, we get our monthly massages, we do our colon hydrotherapy, we do lymphatics. I mean, you know, those are things that are keeping the body well,
right.
right, at different levels. So I told him this is no different. You know, for me, this is like an investment in mm-hmm. myself, because I want to make sure that my body structure is right. I want to make sure that my organs are healthy, all these things. So it's kind of going back to the podcast we did last week on investing in yourself and knowing that every part of your body is important and needs to be tended to. Right.
Amen.
And that we need to put just as much time into thinking about our health, our own personal health, while we're well
mm-hmm.
as when we get sick.
Exactly. Right. And actually doing it while you're well,
right.
or let's say relatively well.
Right.
Okay. Is much better than waiting until
you get sick,
you end up in the hospital or you're laid up in bed because you can't move or,
right.
or whatever it is. Okay. Yeah. So again, you know, just emphasizing that your body, I mean, there is not one system in your body that works in isolation from the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. Okay. The body is a unit.
It's amazing.
It is an amazing creation. And it's meant to work together. And then our job is to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Eat right. Feed it the nutrients it needs.
Drink
move,
water.
Move exercise. The move the body. Drink a lot of water.
Get a lot of rest.
Absolutely. Yes.
A lot of rest. Because
so that your body could heal.
Recharge and heal. And so many people today have issues with sleeping. And because of pain or whatever. Because of pain in whatever system.
Or because of stress and worry, they can't
yes.
they can't rest.
Maybe
they can't
neurological
relax
stuff, maybe headaches, maybe
sure.
digestive stuff, stomach aches, maybe back pain, whatever it is, leg cramps. I can't tell you how many people we've talked to where they can't sleep at night. That is not good, okay? Because that time at night to sleep is your way of recharging. The body filters the blood at night to clean it, to keep it fresh, to start anew, you know, and we're meant to sleep for a reason.
That's right.
Okay. We, you know, God gave us sleep for a reason, because we can only handle so much in a day, and then we need to recharge before we do it all over again. And people are just running on empty.
Yeah.
And the body, we're not doing the body any favors running on empty.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I think that we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up, even though I think we could keep talking for a while. I actually thought of a few more things I wanted to say, but we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us. We love doing these podcasts, and we love that you are joining us on this journey and listening to these podcasts, and we look forward to catching you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.